Om Shanti, this is the Avyakta Murali of the 18th of June 1974. The title is Become a Lighthouse and a Mighthouse and a Maker of the New World. Become a Lighthouse and a Mighthouse and a Maker of the New World. Do you move along whilst considering yourselves to be lighthouses and mighthouses? Not that you are moving along whilst considering yourselves to be just light and might, but the lighthouses and mighthouses, that is, the bestowers who give light and might. However, you can only become this when you have accumulated such a stock within yourself. If you yourself cannot constantly be an embodiment of light and cannot constantly be stabilized in the form of a lighthouse, then you cannot give light to others as a lighthouse. How can those who are Master Almighty authorities and yet not being able to use all the powers for themselves, become the might houses and donate all the powers to others? Ask yourself, have I become a lighthouse and a might house? If any souls come in front of you with a desire to attain a particular power, are you able to give them that power? If someone comes to you with a desire to attain the power to tolerate or the power to make decisions, but instead you donate to them the power to accommodate or the power to discriminate, if you are not able to give that soul the power to tolerate, which he needs at that time, would you be called a great donor, a bestower of blessings, and a world benefactor? If you yourself are lacking a particular power, how would you be able to make others claim a right to the inheritance from the Almighty Father, or make them into Master Almighty authorities? Sun dynasty souls are the almighty authorities with all the powers, whereas moon dynasty souls just have some powers. If even one power is lacking, then instead of being one with all powers, you would be called one who has some powers, that is, you would not be able to claim a right to the fortune of the Sun Dynasty Kingdom. Only those who have all the powers and are the Almighty authorities can claim a right to becoming complete with all virtues and 16 celestial degrees complete. Those who have less powers can become benefactors, but they cannot become world benefactors. If a soul needs the power to merge and you give that soul the power to expand or you give that soul other powers but are not able to give that soul the power he needs, would that soul be satisfied? Would that soul consider you to be a world benefactor? For example, if a soul is thirsty for water and you offer him 36 varieties of food, would someone who is thirsty for water be content with 36 varieties of food and would he then give thanks to you? If instead of water, you even give someone a diamond, but at that time, the value of one drop of water is even greater than that of many diamonds, then would he be content? In the same way, If you haven't accumulated a stock of all the powers, you would not be able to become the jewels of contentment who make everyone content, and other souls would not consider you to be the bestowers of life, that is, the bestowers of all powers. If you do not become world benefactor souls and are not accepted by all the souls of the world, then, without being accepted by them, you cannot become worship-worthy either. Without becoming the jewels of contentment, you cannot become the jewels of Bab Dada's forehead. Do you have such subtle checking? Or do you find it difficult to check even the main points on a gross level? If you do not know how to check yourself, if even after thinking about it, you are not able to create your original sanskars, then you lack one title. What is that title? Each subject has its own title. Which are the four titles of the four subjects? Firstly, in the subject of knowledge, the title for a clever soul is Master Son of Knowledge, Knowledge Full, or Swadarshan Chakradhari. They are all the same thing. Secondly, the title for one who is accurately Yukti Yukt and Yog Yukt on the pilgrimage of remembrance is powerful, because through remembrance you attain the blessings of all powers. The title of those who continue to move along accurately on the pilgrimage of remembrance is of being powerful. The third subject is divine virtues. Which title would you give to those who are the embodiment of all virtues? Their title is the essenceful ones. That is, they are the ones who keep the essence of everything. Those who spread the fragrance of divine virtues. Even if the essence, that is, fragrance, is kept at a distance, that soul would be able to create an impact, that is, that soul would be able to spread his fragrance. Are you the essenceful ones who have the spiritual sense of the fragrance of divine virtues? Now, check yourself as to whether you have become worthy to claim each title of these subjects. If you do not know how to check yourself, which title would you miss out on? Many say that they wish to check themselves, but that their card only moves along with a push. They are not able to use their original sanskars for a long period of time. What would you say is lacking in this? You have the knowledge that this is what you should be doing. You have received the knowledge of being the knowers of the three aspects of time, have you not? So are you knowledgeful? If you are under the influence of any one weakness, you know about that weakness and you speak about that weakness too. You even speak about points with which to remove that weakness. However, even after speaking about it, you are not able to do what you want. You have the full knowledge in your intellect, but to the extent that you are knowledgeful, are you also just as powerful? Because of not having an accurate balance in this, even though you are aware of it, you are not able to do what you want. Those who are not able to check themselves are not able to give blessings to themselves. They are neither able to take blessings from the Father, nor are they able to give blessings to others. This is why those souls miss out on the title of being those who maintain a balance and thereby remain blissful. They are not able to create their sanskar of checking. Therefore, neither checking nor change takes place. Those who cannot become checkers cannot become makers. They neither become the makers of the self nor of other souls, nor do they become the makers of the world. They cannot claim a right to the praise of being one who creates the new world and a new life. Therefore, now become a checker. Just as all of you together, yourself with all others, with a determined thought, have made the heart-to-heart conversation of Amritvela very successful, in the same way, consider this to be a main aspect of being cooperative with one another and become the embodiment of success. Only then will the task be completely accomplished. At present, two main weaknesses are visible in the majority. You will be able to finish these and become the embodiment of success over the two of them when you accomplish this task. These two weaknesses are those of laziness and carelessness. The method of finishing these weaknesses is to become a checker. In 99% of effort makers, laziness and carelessness are visible in the form of some trace or progeny. What is the trace of it in the Maharathis? What is the progeny of it in the horse riders? Do you know these? The trace of it is the thought, my nature or my sanskars. This was not my intention, but my words, my eyes, and my features revealed it. There are signs of it, but there is not the form. So there is still the trace of it. Laziness and the royal form of carelessness are obstructions to becoming victorious in attaining the perfect stage. What is the progeny of this in the horse riders or those who will pass in the second division? What is their form? What is their trademark in their every word? What are the words of laziness and carelessness? They are experts in constantly giving points and making up stories which keep themselves safe. They are very active in making themselves blameless and putting the blame on others. They are lawyers, but they are not lawful. Just as lawyers put forward a false case as the truth and put the blame onto those who are blameless, in the same way, those who are in the second division will never reveal themselves to be guilty, even if they know it was their fault. This is why they are called lawyers, but they are not lawful. The trademark in the words of such souls is, "Did I do this? Did I say this? I didn't have anything in my mind." But what does it matter once it has emerged? It has happened. So what does it matter? I will put it right. Their words will have the trademark. So what? What does it matter? In relating the knowledge of the world cycle, you tell the whole story by relating what happened next. What happened after the Golden Age was that the Silver Age came. And what happened next was that the Copper Age came. In relating what happened next, you tell the whole story. In the same way, souls who are lawyers, on the basis of relating what next, spin the whole cycle onto other souls. They put themselves forward as detached observers, beyond blame, and free themselves. With the words of what next, that is, with this one thought, the progeny of carelessness and royal laziness increase internally, so that instead of such souls becoming powerful, they become weak. This is the form of the progeny of laziness and carelessness in the souls of the second division, that is, those who are horse riders. In order to finish this trace and the progeny of it, it is extremely essential to become your own checker. In 8 days, you become a checker for 1 day and remain careless for 7 days. And so, would you create sanskars of what you do for 7 days or what you do for 1 day? Therefore, instead of being alert, you become easy and lazy. What would be the result of such souls? Can such souls become master world benefactors and the great donors and bestowers of the blessings of all powers? Therefore, whatever form of these two weaknesses you have, whether a trace or a progeny, only if you finish them from now, will you be able to become a bead in the rosary of victory according to the sanskar of being victorious over a long period of time. Acha. To such souls who listen to this and become the embodiment, to those who put a thought into practice in 1 second, to those who make everyone content with all powers by being a lighthouse and a mighthouse, to the jewels of contentment, the jewels on the forehead, to those who become the checkers of the self and of their every thought and thereby become the makers of the new world, to the world benefactor souls, love, remembrances, good night, and namaste from the Supreme Soul, Bap Dada, the most elevated souls. Om Shanti.